the three laws, and symmetries. But all this raises a deeper question. Why do the iron laws of thermodynamics hold in the first place? It is a mystery that has intrigued scientists since the laws were first proposed. If we could answer that question, perhaps we might find loopholes in the laws, and the implications would be earth-shattering. In graduate school, I was left speechless one day when I finally learned the true origin of the conservation of energy. One of the fundamental principles of physics, discovered by mathematician Emmy Noether in 1918, is that whenever a system possesses symmetry, the result is a conservation law. If the laws of the universe remain the same over time, then the astonishing result is that the system conserves energy. Furthermore, if the laws of physics remain the same if you move in any direction, then momentum is conserved in any direction as well. And if the laws of physics remain the same under a rotation, then angular momentum is conserved. This was staggering to me. I realized that when we analyze starlight from distant galaxies that are billions of light years away, at the very edge of the visible universe, we find that the spectrum of light is identical to spectra that we can find on Earth. In the relic light that was emitted billions of years before Earth or the Sun was born, we see the same unmistakable fingerprints of the spectrum of hydrogen, helium, carbon, neon, and so forth that we find on the Earth today. In other words, the basic laws of physics haven't changed for billions of years, and they are constant out to the outer edges of the universe. At a minimum, I realized, Noether's theorem means that the conservation of energy will probably last for billions of years, if not forever. As far as we know, none of the fundamental laws of physics have changed with time. And this is the reason that energy is conserved. The implications of Noether's theorem on modern physics are profound. Whenever physicists create a new theory, whether it addresses the origin of the universe, the interactions of quarks and other subatomic particles, or antimatter, we first start with the symmetries that the system obeys. In fact, symmetries are now known to be the fundamental guiding principle in creating any new theory. In the past, symmetries were thought to be byproducts of a theory, a cute but ultimately useless feature of a theory, pretty but not essential. Today we realize that symmetries are the essential feature that defines any theory. In creating new theories, we physicists first start with symmetry, and then we build the theory around it. Sadly, Emmy Noether, like Boltzmann before her, had to fight tooth and nail for recognition. A woman mathematician, she was denied a permanent position at leading institutions because of her sex. Noether's mentor, the great mathematician David Hilbert, was so frustrated in failing to secure a teaching appointment for Noether that he exclaimed, "What are we, a university or a bathing society?" This raises a disturbing question. If energy is conserved because the laws of physics do not change with time, then could this symmetry be broken in rare, unusual circumstances? There is still the possibility that the conservation of energy might be violated on a cosmic scale, if the symmetry of our laws is broken in exotic and unexpected places. One way that might happen is if the laws of physics vary with time or change with distance. In Asimov's novel, The Gods Themselves, this symmetry was broken because there was a hole in space connecting our universe with a parallel universe. The laws of physics change in the vicinity of the hole in space, thereby allowing a breakdown in the laws of thermodynamics. Hence, the conservation of energy could be violated if there are holes in space, that is, wormholes. Another loophole that is hotly being debated today is whether energy may spring from nothing.